Baseball is a very ear-friendly sport. There's the crack of the bat, the sound of a fastball hitting leather, and the roar of the crowd. There might not be fans in America's ballparks as this COVID-shortened season starts this week, which just might make one sound all the more important. I'm Bill Reinhart, and I have more about the organist for the Cincinnati Reds in this chapter of OKI Wanna Know. Who plays the organ at Great American Ballpark? Well, the short answer is John Schutte. You may know him as a member of the local band The Rusty Griswolds. Schutte says about 10 years ago, the band was meeting with the Reds to talk about a post-game concert.
During that meeting, a conversation came up about the organ, if they still had the organ from the old ballpark, from Riverfront. We got talking about that and found out the Reds didn't have an organist, and I just threw it out there. I said, if you ever want somebody to play, let me know. And they said, well, if you're not doing anything this Sunday, come on by.
The Reds had been looking at what fans valued. Senior Vice President of Business Operations, Karen Forgas, says the research shows, with the rise of smartphones and improvements in technology, fans still want something familiar.
If tradition matters here, then we are going to keep a traditional piece like the organ. People see baseball as a time play. I'm going to come somewhere for a few hours. They like on the radio the ambient background sound of the game. They like to have some quiet and hear the crack of the bat. But when they were in the ballpark, they're here, they want to be able to talk to people around them, and they want to be entertained.
Irwin Grubb used to entertain the fans at Crosley Field. Most knew him as Ronnie Dale, and he played the stadium's Hammond organ for 12 years. He died in 2018, but his legend lives on.
And he's the one that come up with that whereas the other ones are da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's Rick Harris. He's a Hammond organ aficionado and now owns the same instrument Ronnie Dale played at Crosley Field. Harris says once, Dale was thrown out of a game.
Because he was playing the charge, and the umpire felt like it was disrupting the game. I think they took it to arbitration or something, and it was decided he could still play the charge all he wants.
That hasn't happened to John Schutte. When he's at the keyboard, he plays anything from Glenn Miller to I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. And he does take requests.
Someone a week ago or 2 weeks ago suggested the theme from The Ghost and Mr. Chicken with Don Knotts. And I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I'll take a look. And I listened and tried it, and it didn't quite work. But anything I hear, it's always in the back of my mind. Will this song work on the organ? Are there good situations where this song would be, would work at a ball game?
What does work?
That's really kind of a good question. And I wish I could give you easy guidelines, but I think the chord structure and the melody, sometimes they lend themselves to the way the organ is played, and sometimes they don't.
Schutte can read music. He studied at UC's Conservatory of Music. But when he's at the ballpark, he plays by ear, no sheet music. He says it streamlines the process.
Sometimes it is just sitting down, and I'll be at the ball game, and someone will say, hey, can you play this song? And I'll be like, well, give me 5 minutes. And I'll listen to the recording and pick it out, and I'll be like, all right, it's ready to go, the next break, and I'll play it.
Schutte says overall, he hopes no one really notices him. He wants the organ music to be subliminal, something that sets the mood for the game. For fans like Rick Harris, the organ is a pretty important part of baseball.
But I'm biased, of course. The people that I've spoken with, a lot of people say they miss it. They really miss it because a lot of ballparks don't have organs today.
Schutte says he's been in contact with the Reds about this season. Their plans for now don't include an organist, but he says that could change if fans are allowed back in the ballpark. When that happens and you want to hear something specific from John, you can make a request through Twitter @TheRedKeys. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.